Check, check, check. Back live. Ranch on a motherfucking hot dog.
Ranch
bitch.
On a hot dog, man. Ranch on the hot dog, my nigga.
What's the word? Special Stole guest tonight, bitch. Boy.
Special guest in this time.
Two Cup had to run down to where the fuck Two Cup go? Where the fuck Two Cup from?
In my crooked letter?
Not Alabama? Minnesota.
Mississippi.
In
my crooked letters, Mississippi, bro.
Nigga, Mississippi. I just thought of M, bro. M's, Mississippi. He had to go down there to handle some business, so. Stu Wop, welcome to motherfucking Ranch on the Hot Dog.
I'm just happy to be here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody listening right now.
Nigga, get off the bullshit, bro. It's Ranch on the motherfucking Hot Dog. This is not the airwaves, nigga.
Let me say this about Stewie before we hop into it. Stewie, the only other nigga in Detroit that do interviews that I like, bro. Like, as far as, like, videos and, like, interviews, like, on the online type shit. So I be feeling like a lot of niggas be copying me, bro, but Stewie be doing his own shit.
My nigga, I appreciate that. You know I fuck with you the long way,
yeah,
Lando.
Hell yeah.
From the beginning.
Stewie got a classic-ass interview, though. With Pablo. That shit just funny as hell. I think that was, like, that first one when niggas just went crazy, like... That shit, because ain't nobody interviewed the nigga and shit, so, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to
y'all niggas gay as fuck, man. Y'all niggas over there reminiscing.
Motherfucking. I think you just mad because you didn't feel the
moment. No, y'all niggas over there reminiscing and shit.
Basement braces, dog. Basement braces, bro.
Fuck now, is you talking
I
about?
I told, like, yeah, so I mentioned this shit to BJ. He ain't know what
I'm talking
I'm
hip
about,
a little
like,
bit, though.
It's a bitch on the east side doing... Braces in her basement. Like, people were like, okay, got new braces. No bummer care gone. We ain't got a bummer care no more. So it's a bitch just doing braces in the east side. So how do y'all feel? Like, do you feel like it's good to get dental care in someone's residential place? Like, or don't matter?
Listen, I mean, bro, hold on. What the fuck do you mean she's doing braces in her basement?
She's doing it by herself. Like,
she got the tools to put braces in her mouth in her basement.
Like, she probably went to school.
Like,
it's
a lot of people
who finish.
You pay like $300, you gotta pay like $100 every couple times to come get tightened up, you know.
I'm saying what the bitch look like, bro. Like,
bro, she cold. A couple of your favorite Detroit rappers that got these bitches.
Braces from her. And your favorite Detroit strippers.
Fuck out of here. Whatever. Explain. Go ahead, Lando.
So, you give her the cheese, she put the braces in your mouth. And then shit, you gotta come back every couple times, get your rubber band changed, get the bitches tight, just like the real order doctors, you feel me?
No.
It's black market braces, bro.
That's some real Detroit East Side
shit.
I ain't even gonna fucking lie.
You know she from the East Side.
That's some ranch on the hot dog shit. Somebody
would
is
you
somewhere.
Get braces from her?
I've never had braces on my mouth for one and for two. I used to hate it when the strippers, like, you know how you guys, no offense to the strippers tuning in right now, but it's the strippers who ass and look like the fucking wave pool because they got the ass shots at the hotels at the Marvin Gardens on fucking Northwestern and 12 Mile.
The fix and flat ass shots?
Yeah, and it's just because they not. Now, just imagine what the fuck your mouth going to look like after that.
Would you get braces from Orlando?
Man, hell no.
I'm just sitting here laughing.
I called her one time to fuck with her, like, what's up, bitch? Let me set up an appointment.
What'd she say?
She was like, okay, well, you sure you're not affiliated with any law enforcement? I'm like, no. She's like, okay, well, I needed to, you come because your deposit, you start, then we finish off. I'm like, bro, this bitch really giving braces. I should have gave her an interview,
dog. Oh, my God.
She got a gram or somewhere.
I mean, braces by Brit.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not the gram. Is it real? It's really real?
No, that ain't it.
I was about to be like, hey, yo.
Oh, my God. Basement braces. East out of drive. We're going in. Right around the corner from a right.
Remy been hitting hard as fuck tonight.
Man, Remy for sure is hitting
tonight.
Y'all
know I don't need a drink, man. I usually be off that, you know what I'm saying, the blood and shit, man.
I can't smoke that shit, man. Ranch on a motherfucking hot dog. My chains are on. They are not tucked. Two of them is, one of them ain't. And ain't none of them going nowhere. Fellas, hey, how y'all feeling?
Hey, you'll be some... Hey, bro, don't go to no motherfucking gymnasium with some sixth graders. That shit might get
no.
Took.
That's how we get into that topic.
It's a bounty on Detroit niggas chain.
That's how we get into
you
that
liked
topic.
It, you liked it, that spread off, didn't you? Hey, Stu, Ranch, welcome to motherfucking Ranch
on
the hot dog, my
motherfucking
nigga.
Hot dog.
Man.
How y'all feel about that situation?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That nigga M-City got a cold-ass song.
Addicted to my ex. That has nothing to do with what we just said.
Yeah, bitch.
Well, bro. So before we go any further in this, I want to let the people tune in know. That's my brother.
Right.
That's my dog.
That's my label mate. But
I ran into him on 6 Mile a couple times.
When it comes to ranching a hot dog, I just can't hold shit back.
Bro, that shit was crazy as fuck.
That's all I'm going to say. I can't hold
shit
back.
I'm surprised it's not on
Let
him
know the situation. Okay, y'all. So MCJR was performing at a school in Texas. All right. It was a little pep rally or something of the sort. And a sixth grade girl, snatched his chain. What do you do at that point?
I would have had to slap the little bitch. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro.
what would you do,
like,
Lando?
Like, if she took my chain, then I would have stopped everything and been like...
But we have not seen the rest of the video.
Right, so we don't know what he did. He could have headbutted the bitch for all we know.
We don't know.
He definitely gave her that look, though.
And we don't know what she did. That could have been a new challenge. Like,
what, she bossed up?
Snatch an artist chain and challenge. What? Or
snatch a chain challenge.
But, like...
Have you seen the video, bro? The little bitch went like this. But she went like this. She leaned in...
And snatched it
and pulled back. Grabbed it and city stopped.
A clean snatch, too.
But it's not like this what I want us to clarify. Like, niggas' chains get snatched all the time. Like, you feel me? Like, a little girl can snatch anybody's chain. You feel me? Like, that's not really what's really causing the ripple in the city, why niggas even talking about it for real. It's the reaction that he said to the video, like, shit, you could fuck around. And what do you say? Something like,
he said
death over 3,000 or some shit. Like,
yeah,
bro.
No,
like,
he said he could charge, or he was charging her, or he may charge
her. I don't agree with charging.
He was speaking like a prosecutor on that bitch, bro. We don't do shit like that. That's the only thing I had a problem with. Shit, a bitch could take my chain right now. And if it's a little girl, I'm gonna be like, what tip is you on? Get that bitch back. But I ain't got my chain snatched
this year.
But you don't know if that's a his move.
My shit back. Fight.
You don't know if that's a his move. You don't know if that's a label move. You don't know what it is, though, bro.
Would you agree to that if the label was...
I'm not agreeing at all, but it's a lot of stuff labels do that niggas not going to agree to.
Bro.
You get what I'm saying? So that's a call where...
I ain't about to put no charges on no little motherfucker that's, 14, 6th grade, because they wanted to be funny and take...
But some of them got to learn, though, bro. I mean, I may say different not because I don't have kids right now. I mean, none of us do, yeah. I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
I keep thinking this one is mine, but I'm not sure.
Stu is just about to go into a whole nother lane, bro.
Ranch on a motherfucking hot dog.
But I just think that nowadays these little motherfuckers got to get put into their place, bro. You want to do nigga shit, you got to get treated like a nigga. That's flat out. I'm surprised he ain't stopped the shit out of us. Not saying I would if it happened right then and there, but...
Just off reflex.
Ranch on a motherfucking hot dog. Lando, what you got?
Look, man. Smoke Campino, band's Lord Foe from Detroit.
All right, explain this to me, because, you know,
I be
out the loop on certain shit like this.
All right, look, so Lord Foe it was a video of this nigga, like, getting stumped out or some shit like that. So, shit, that bitch went viral. Everybody reposting it. I think that's how it started. Like, this nigga got stumped out, nigga reposted.
Who is Lord Foe?
Say it like my swag. Song. I be cutting up. You can hang with us, because you ain't cutting up.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Cool.
So, you already know niggas don't like Chicago. You know, the Chief Keef social shit. Chino, Rokane, shit like that. So allegedly, you know what I'm saying, some shit went down.
But Chief Keef is affiliated with a bunch of artists from here.
Right.
Such as
Smoke Camp Chino and Rokane. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So Lord Foe had a problem with Rokane and Chino. But they already had heard that Lord Foe was sneak dissing Chief Keef. You feel me? So that kind of just like made it like even worse. So the nigga put up on Snapchat, like, fuck four boys, they better run. And I just sent Rokane and Chino into a frenzy. Like, shit, fuck Lord Foe. He don't want no problems, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. So, nah, it's like a little
But Smoke Camp and Foe is cool.
Yeah, so say the four boys, that's Rokane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, four boys and Smoke Camp Chino, they on the same. They fuck with each other. So, you saying fuck him. It's like saying fuck everybody. So, nah, this is when the problem starts. You know, on rap... If you're on Rap Catch Up, you go on rapcatchup.com. Like, they got the whole thing with the whole tweets and everything going back and forth. Yeah, man, shit getting real, you know? I don't know how this shit going to play out, but shit.
He put a ban on him from coming to Detroit.
Yeah, he said he's banned from Detroit, you know? And a lot of people...
He ain't never been here, though, have he?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Not to our knowledge.
I don't think so.
And he ain't never been here. What the fuck he got to come here for? Like, what?
Shit, come get some. You know, you got to come get that bag from this bitch, bro, nowadays.
So, I mean, if a nigga really wanted him, he can just book him and whoop his ass. Like,
yeah.
in real reality. You know, that's in any city. You know what
now,
I'm saying?
Not to break away from the story, but did y'all hear about E-40 doing that to Biggie back in the day?
Mm. He booked him and beat his ass?
He booked him and was about to beat his ass, but he got humble and then changed the story up. It would show some respect, you feel me? And then he was on about his way. I heard this story from real Bay Area OGs. E-40 booked Notorious B.I.G. to check him about some shit he was saying in this song, nigga. You feel me? He got there. They sat down and shook hands and said he went back on his way. But E-40 put that bag in there just to book him to talk to that.
So did he ever get paid or no?
Yeah, he got paid.
He did a show and everything?
No, he got the deposit. He didn't get the back end.
Oh, okay. So the whole thing go through.
Yeah.
That's cool. Speaking of getting that bag, getting that back end, 2 weeks in, 1 million hits, first day out, T.I. flew in, opened up a 21 Savage. The streets been going crazy in the city. We just had him on the airways on Monday.
T. Grizzly. All-Stars, Ball
Man,
Heart.
Going crazy.
I know, like, me and my niggas have been listening to All-Stars, Ball Heart for a long time. You know that grandmama you got that got a lot of money? She was stuffing for my granddaddy. She know about Kentucky. You feel me? Going talking crazy. So I knew when T was going to come out, I knew what it was. As soon as I seen he was home, hit him on the DM like, bro, we got to work. Been a big fan of yours for a long time. That was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the first day y'all dropped. That bitch dropped and going crazy. You feel me? Detroit, like T making it is going to open up the doors for all the real Detroit music to make it because the song, he rapping like a Detroit nigga. The beat is a Detroit beat and it's everything they saying we can't do. You feel me? I'm real happy about it, man.
I'm blessed. And I think like I was telling him before, that gave a lot of artists hope, and that devastated a lot of niggas, too. Because it's a lot of niggas
who been working forever, bro. It's been niggas that been working for 12 years that ain't much recognition as
they
got
to be able to catch up to the times and know that it's perfect time. And that was a perfect timing move. That was, got out, Auntie, got with Hell of a, got some management, got some beats, MVP shot it, dropped it off for Show Mag, boom, 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 the rest is history.
That was definitely well prepared.
So it was like a fucking math problem. Just like boom, 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 boom. 2 weeks in, Tipping Town, opened up for 21. His page went from, I'm not gonna say a regular Instagram page, but from
No, it did. It was a
IG,
regular Instagram page.
I mean an IG page to every post now is a booking.
Yeah.
Now that's why I started us off with Get That Bag, because not every post is a booking.
It's
you know what
sure.
I'm saying? So that's a true blessing. But artists tuning in right
song.
Now, don't let that shit devastate you. All I'm gonna say is don't sit on music no more. Don't sit on shit. Put everything out.
What are you sitting
out.
On music for if you're not Jay-Z, bro? Nobody is. Your anticipation not that high, bro. Niggas need to get out of this fantasy world, bro. Everybody think they bigger than what the fuck they is, bro. That shit irritating as fuck, bro. I'm telling you, all these niggas, bro. The hottest nigga in the city right now is T Grizzly, bro. If you ain't T Grizzly, you need to be working, bro. That's everybody, bro.
Oh, that was nice. That's for the Instagram promo.
Man.
Shit.
For real, dog.
I just feel that a lot of niggas just don't get it. Like, they don't, like you said earlier, BJ, like, change is something that needs to be embraced. And that's one of the major keys, you know what I'm saying, to success. Like, a lot of niggas just don't want to accept change and then don't want to embrace it and really dive into it. Dog came right out the pen, like, just
man,
Helly, trying to embrace
man,
what's
Helly
going
sent,
on.
When Helly sent me that, I listened to it and I wrote to it and I was just like, you know, it sound like some Detroit shit, some trap shit. It sound like, you know, I could see this taking off. And I was like, man, just put it out, see what it do. And me and Helly got this thing, bro, where it's like, he sent me Nisha and Shay on the cloud. I remember when he sent me the HBK and Doughboys and Shorty Fooling. I was in the studio for that. But we got this little thing, nigga, where we just know, like, when something is, I don't know, that's how me and him is cool. You know what I'm saying? So when he sent me that, it was the same vibe. He was like, BJ, I'm just watch.
Another thing I want to keep it all the way raw about on this episode, especially talking about T Grizzly, is BJ, like, your position as being like a major DJ, you know, especially as a staple here in Detroit, like conversations with labels that you've had in the past, you know, about previous rappers that have reached this position and got to this point and either, you know, chalked it up and did what they had to do or kind of fell off, flat out.
All I want to say is for all the old rappers, y'all make it harder for all the new rappers for me to fuck with them. That may sound real biased, but the old rappers make it harder for me to fuck with the new
why,
rappers.
Why though?
Because,
tell them why, bro.
No, I'm just
be burning bridges.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just saying it's just the old artists. They fuck a nigga over so bad, no homo, that it make me not want to put nobody else in a new position. Mm. So even if a nigga is already there, somehow, some way, you gotta come through my hands, or a phone call gonna come through my hands.
Cause I don't think they really understand that labels really be calling you. Like,
I mean, we heard
you,
it first.
I was about to say, have you been getting calls about T Grizzly from labels?
Man, we heard it first.
Have you been getting calls about T Grizzly?
Hold on real quick. Can I put this in here, though?
Can we?
Yeah, man.
Hold on real quick. I'm gonna play this as
a snippet.
As far as the DJ firm, I don't know if you go on the road or not.
Yeah, we can make all that happen. That's easy.
Alright, I'm gonna quarterback this whole thing, so I'll keep you posted over the next few days, but
you
got
my back on this, right? I got your back on this one, trust me.
Alright,
cool. Say no more. I'll
hit
you in a couple days.
Alright.
Ooh.
Ooh. See, I don't think they know how big of a key point the DJ is.
I put a post up today, bro, and this is no shots towards nobody, but it really is. But I put a post up today, and it said, hold on, let me find this motherfucker real quick. The post said, when it takes an artist too long to bounce back with another single, 9 times out of 10, they shit it on the DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they shit it on the media people, or they shit it on, I'm just letting you artists know, when you shit on the motherfuckers who want to fuck with you,
and want to help you.
So when it's your next time around, and then you can't get there, they're not gonna want to fuck with you no more. Lando not gonna want to fuck with you. He gonna want to get paid to fuck with you. Mm. Am I right with that, Lando?
Hell yeah, bro. Especially if, bro, like me and you know, bro, like
ain't
like,
no stew show, bitch.
It's motherfucking. I could put my all into a motherfucker, or you feel me? You're not gonna be able to skip over me and you to be able to do some shit in Detroit market. Period. You feel me? Because it's just like how you just showed, the label gonna call you.
And that was just one. So I want y'all to know, too, out of every artist who come out of here, I have something input in on that. So sometimes I feel stupid. I feel like, yeah, they should come back and just bless a nigga. But if they don't, oh, well, I'm going to get blessed regardless.
And a nigga ain't asking for no $1 million. You should
I'm
just
not asking for a million.
Yeah, just the recognition.
It could be a quick 20 ball. Like, toss a nigga a 10, a 7, a 5. You hear me? a 2. 2500. It's like a nigga asking for a whole car note, like for the Lambo. It's like, but you know, but in my mindset, bro, I have to keep in mind these is Detroit niggas who we fucking with. All
right.
Dog and we all dog. Know how Detroit niggas get down. Once yeah. they get on, they own. Like Grizzly said, nigga, he said, nigga, I asked niggas to put me on, niggas they act like they couldn't hear me.
Right.
Period.
It's certain shit you shouldn't even have to ask if it's genuine love and respect, bro.
It should just
you know what
be
I'm saying?
There.
It should already be there. It should already be like, man, well, dog already know what's up. Like, mm-hmm. That's why I fuck with KD so much. I fuck with Cash Style Super 1000 because when she first started, bro, I was playing her shit consistently just because she was, you know what I'm saying, a rap chick in the game. And we didn't even know each other like that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like we've gained we've start a relationship, nigga, where it's way deeper than even fucking music. You know what I'm saying? Right. So
that's what people don't get to, bro. You got to build that relationship. You can't expect a nigga to just fuck with you. Like, hey, shout out to my nigga Fresh off Finkel, bro. This a nigga just hopping into the rap game, bro. This nigga, first time he seen me, y'all shooting a video interview for Reese and Rock. Then came up to me, said, bro, I'm trying to shoot a video right now. I'm like, bro, I'm shooting a video right now. He said, how much you want? I'm like, $250. Pulled it out right there. Gave it to me. You feel me? Then no nigga from Can of Paint. We shot the video, but off that, you feel me? We built a relationship, but now he could probably get a video for a little cheaper. You feel me? But I'm just cutting to it, nigga, and just expect just because you the man in your block. You know what I'm saying? You got some shit for me, or you got some little discount for me and how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Stu.
That's work.
Feel me on that shit?
I feel bro? You on that for sure.
Ranch on a motherfucking hot dog, bitch.
And I just came back from the A too, man. They fucking with the D down there. Shout out to my nigga Mark. He an A&R for Grand Hustle and shit. Mm. We was talking about how the YouTube trying to got deleted and shit like that. I'm like, bro, let me tap in with you. I'm about to follow you on the gram. Dog said that he was already following me. Shit, I got to follow that nigga back. So shout out to that nigga, bro. You follow to that nigga Mark.
How you feel about the A in comparison to Detroit? You know, the A has been for the last year, a couple years, pumping out artists like it ain't
it's
nothing.
It's one reason this Remy got me fucked up. I'm slurring. Damn. It's one reason Detroit is high as it is in Detroit. I'm gonna tell you for one. For one, if niggas beefing in other cities, you don't know it. They still gonna break bread. Mm. T.I. may not like Future, but they gonna get in that studio and make that song together. But when they out, they gonna be cordial. They may hate each other, nigga. They may try to fuck each other, bitches, whatever. But when they out, they gonna be cordial. Mm. And two, whenever the next artist pop, say if they pop, they know he about to break. Nigga, it's a studio session. It's Tip. It's Jeezy. It's Chainz. It's Future. It's everybody. It's Ludacris. They all in the studio with that nigga helping him find his next single. Because that's more money for them. Now they going to be featured on it. Now the next nigga featured on it. They making money for each other. If here, nigga, if a nigga pop, nigga's like, fuck that nigga. I hope he make another one. Mm. And niggas from here run to studios down there. Not saying no names, though, but like, nigga, like when Loaf should have came right back to this bitch in the studio with everybody, with Vez, with Payroll, with everybody. Should have been a big-ass studio session, smoke, drink, weed, helping her find her next single. But when motherfuckers run from this bitch, bro, you can't do nothing about it, nigga, because it's like...
Then, bro, like, if she would have did that, it would have been a murder scene in that bitch, bro.
Conversation is off Loaf, bro.
Now, look, bro. BJ, when I had these conversations, bro, the niggas say that the only people who could do shit like that is me or you, bro. You feel me? Or somebody else in that position. You feel me? To bring niggas together. But shit, I ain't about to be the reason that this blood gets shed, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas not
bro,
about to...
I've come to a conclusion, bro. I feel like not to cut the conversation short, but that's just a dead conversation when we talk East and West, bro. It's just not gonna...
It's just always gonna be something somewhere.
It's way deeper than we even know it, bro. It's about vibes. It's about vibes, kids,
nigga, violence. Nigga,
it's gonna
drugs.
Go on until the next generation, bro. Until like after 2020, bro. Like I said in the last podcast, bro. Every generation do it, and they make it okay for the next one.
And Lando, you know, it's a lot of situations out here that niggas really, really can't speak on, or really just don't speak on that niggas don't really know about.
But they can avoid it, bro.
Right.
But it's that Detroit mindset. Once a nigga
do something, they gotta retaliate.
They gotta react. Unless you go down as a hoe.
Yeah. They gonna think I'm a hoe.
Period though.
But look though. How crazy would a Vezo and Payroll song be?
It'd be crazy as fuck, bro.
How many streams you think that bitch would do?
I'ma tell y'all right now, it might be too late. It might be too late. It might not be that crazy that y'all niggas saying this shit.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't want to sound like a hater, bro. This time last year, that bitch would have been on fire. But right now, if they put it out, bro, I'm not sure that shit would get more plays than my dog T. Grizzly off rip.
Or if T. Grizzly and Rokane and somebody drop some shit.
T. Grizzly and Rokane drop some shit, that shit would be epic.
But
I differ, bro.
You think that shit would bring it back?
Only because, bro, you got to think of age groups and centuries, if that makes sense. That's the Remy talking. But, like, it's a lot of old heads and a lot of older people who would love to see that, and the younger people are going to have to listen instead of the other operation away. The younger people hearing it is gravitating to us, you know what I'm saying?
But the kid's not going super duper gravitate.
What you growing a fro, nigga?
Hell yeah. I'm about to get dreads.
For real G shit?
Hell yeah, real shit.
You got to remember, like...
Hit that Remy on that.
If
Lando took his hat off, no homo.
Some of these niggas not so much sex symbols no more. Like, these niggas got, like, wives and like, girls they didn't settle down with for real. And they didn't got, you know what I'm saying? They just, like, away from the younger scene.
Yeah, but that gives a whole different approach, bro. Like, I mean, but niggas grow up, bro. Like, you talking about, like, you trying to say, like, T.I. ain't a no homo. He ain't a role model or a sex symbol no more. Bitches
no,
still love
going,
him.
But he not going crazy. Like, the like he not going
I know,
crazy.
But it's the same.
He OG. Like, if T.I. did a song with...
It's the same shit.
T.I. did a song with, linked up with Future. It might be cool.
But these niggas supposed to be OGs, though, bro. True. Like, it's niggas that's in T.I. age and not in T.I. position as far as financially and musically, but they at OG status in our city. Ain't too much more music niggas gonna be able to do in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Before they start looking goofy.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I don't think that link up would be that crazy no more. I don't think the value would be there.
Listen, if you tune into this right now, go to one of our Instagrams. And just comment something on what we just talked about. If you think that link up is still do it crazy, let us know. If you think it's just a fucking waste of time and even keep trying, let us know. I think it's over for certain people. Well, not for them two.
I didn't say it was over for them. I just said,
no, I'm just saying for certain people on the other side. But I'm just saying, but like when for them two to link up, that's history, bro.
It would be history, but it would.
That's history, bro.
Like,
and you know what I think? I got the utter utmost respect for Iceware Vezo, you feel me? Brother did some shit for me today, you feel me? I ain't had to do, you know what I'm saying? Respect Payroll a lot too, you know what I'm saying? But them two niggas, bro, I feel like if them two niggas drop some shit, bro, this shit would be like motherfucking Gucci and Jeezy dropping a song.
I mean, guarantee you, bro. There's nothing else to say about that, but I know it's done with. I know it's over. Like,
yeah.
It's and it's not even like an ego thing no more, bro. It's more of like,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's like, man, it's just like, stop asking. It's like, fuck y'all keep asking, folk. Like, it's not going to happen, so.
Rinse on a hot dog, man. Rinse BJ, the BJ, the motherfucking rumor mill, bro. The rumor mill. Word on the street is that Kid dropping a new tape.
HBK?
Yeah.
About goddamn time.
That's word on the street.
What you think it's about?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Kid was probably one of my first favorite Detroit rappers. Period. That nigga used to go. Actually, that nigga had a song that called I be going.
Well, hell of a.
That shit was legendary.
What you thinking? I mean, I fuck with HBK. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with his music. I just want to hear what he's talking about with the new shit. Because HBK never been no nigga to rap and throw shots. Out of the group, I'll leave that to Keith.
I was about to say.
Payroll is
and
the
rock.
Yeah, but.
But
out of the group, that's Keith. Yeah.
Keith be talking a lot of shit.
But that's what Keith is known for. Pay is the boss talker. Pay is the boss talker. And Kid is more of like the, I'll fuck your bitch. You took the words out of my mouth. No homo. That's what Kid is. You know what I'm saying? Rock is like the hardcore. Like, and Dre is like the laid back. You know I'm hot, baby. Like, shut the fuck up. But I'm still going to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just hope if he can bring that same approach back. Then we talking.
I'm tired of hearing about the situation. I don't want to hear that.
But if he throw any shots, bro, it's gonna be a quick up and a quick down.
No, like I don't even want to hear. I don't want to hear about the Kobo shit no more, bro. I want to hear about Kid fucking some bitches, living life. You feel me? Just doing his thing, whatever that might be.
He been
you know
coming
what I'm
back though. He wasn't even posting for a little while, but now I be watching that nigga page. That nigga be posting. He be
with his Heineken and shit.
He be in the stew. So I'm really looking forward if that nigga do drop
Let's
a tape. I want to hear what that nigga's talking about.
Rock CD, bro. Oh, my God.
What happened?
That shit's so fucking sweet, bro.
Doughboy Rock?
Yeah, Doughboy Rock and this nigga June Taylor. They
have you heard it,
June
Stu?
Taylor, nigga, I think is like, that nigga is going to be like the new generation of the Doughboys. Like, that nigga.
What's the dude who be with Lou?
You talking about Cook or Danny?
Cook.
Cook what?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like comparison like the new age of both sides?
Yeah,
or?
That's
okay.
Dope. Cook, that's dope. Yeah, that's a hey, that might have to be an article on the Hip Hop Lab comparing Cook to June, bro. Cause
June is not afraid to like lead them into the new wave. June is like keeping it still. He's still keeping it Detroit, but he leading them into that like, yo, we about to embrace this change, you know what I'm saying, that's going on within the times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that too, though.
Would you ever think them two would get on the song together?
Yeah, I think they
June
would.
And Cook?
Yeah.
And you know what else?
That might be legendary.
I think the Doughboys will do a song with Project.
I don't think Project Pixar.
You don't, but he's still from the East Side, though.
You know the whole.
Him?
You know, the whole city is humming that right now.
Him.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man. If I ain't no boss, baby, tell me who I am, then.
Fuck whoever cut my nigga song off too at the fucking show, dog. That was some hoe ass.
At what
shit,
show?
Man. The show with the Gucci concert, dog.
What you mean they cut his song? He was performing?
Yeah, Vez tried to do some real nigga shit. Shout out to Ice or Vezo. This is what I heard allegedly. I don't know if Vez gave him the time or if he bought it or not. I don't know. Like, he had some time allowed for him to perform his song, Him. He started performing and they cut that bitch off halfway through the song. Like, as soon as he about to say, bitch, I'm him. They cut that bitch off.
Before the hook drop?
Like, I think the hook just dropped.
Oh, man.
On some hoe ass shit.
Crazy. But see, I know how concerts work, so it's just... It may have been the time thing.
It might have been a time issue. We needed.
Cause I be back there watching the motherfuckers sweat, not picking their side. Cause Project got the streets talking right now.
What do you think about Project? I was gonna say, I think he brings a lot of personality to his music.
I did my first interview with Project last year, December, around this time, and bro, I knew he had that shit, bro. I think we need to start a record label, bro.
All I'm gonna say about Project is I feel like. He's very, the word I want to use is like, I like his approach towards music. It's like it's him. It's really him. If he want to yell, if he want to talk his voice, laugh with it. Even like, this is about to sound no homo though, but I like how he just record random videos on his Instagram. He don't give a fuck how many hits they get, nothing, but it may just be just be like, ride with my young dog or just... At Al Wasam, he just random, bro. Yeah. Just post that bitch. No caption, no nothing. I love niggas who post shit with no caption.
Real shit.
I don't know what it is about it, though, but it's just...
It seemed real.
That's why I start fucking with Future, bro. That's the reason I start fucking with Future, because he was posting pictures with no caption. I ain't give a fuck about his music at first. I'm like, this nigga must be... He must... Nigga, you posting pics with no caption? Hit the Remy.
Ranch on the motherfucker.
What about Danny? You hip the Danny movement, BJ?
I'm not. Danny.
Always Danny always winning.
From here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hip at all.
He's nice.
No hipness at all. No disrespect at all, but I'm not.
He's nice, though.
He the tattoo man. He do tattoos on the east side?
No clue.
D-boy tats?
No clue. No disrespect, though, but it's just really no clue.
He did my tat. Yeah, Danny, I'm about to show him my tattoo in the studio, bro. Show him your work. Go see D-Boy Tattoos over there on Harper and Casual, somewhere over there deep east side where they ain't got
you
no Taco Bell.
Him heavy, though.
Yeah. MCD, ENT, man. All them cats over there.
You said who fuck with them heavy?
Lou.
That's dope.
Y'all, make
I'm waiting on Lou and Wave to call me for this mixtape.
You been fooling. Lou been
Oh, that's dope.
Fooling.
Yeah. Shout out to Danny. Oh, yeah, Lou, we get bored, take a flight. You feel me? Nigga ain't been in the city.
Ooh,
come to the city and lead right through. Oh, V Live. We gotta talk. That shit went viral, bro. That shit was on TMZ.
You seen the
talking
fight?
About Crazy Horse?
The fight.
The fight.
Talking about Crazy
what
Horse?
What fight?
The fight? What?
Talking about Crazy Horse?
Oh, you talking about how they booked the one bitch and then she jumped her or something?
Yeah. I got the part two.
At Greek Town.
Somebody just sent me the shout out to the group chat I'm in, dog. Shout out to the motherfucking group chat.
Hey, somebody said between Chino, the bitch that beat up
two.
That other bitch they talking about in Trick, hey, nobody come to Detroit.
If I can find it. Oh, here it is.
Shout out
this
to Smoke Cam
two,
Chino,
y'all.
Dog.
Let me see that.
So this is the part we didn't see.
Bitch, bite my titty. Hey, you gonna let me get jacked, ass bitch. You in my city. Bitch, beat her ass. Beat her ass, Jasmine. Beat her ass. Yo, you ain't getting jacked, bitch. Only one person.
But that's your friend. Break it up. Just break it up.
Jasmine, beat her ass.
Come on,
Jasmine.
Let her hair go.
Beat her ass. Who grabbed my real hair?
Damn.
Wow. That's the part two for everybody that
how
was talking about
how
that
shit. How y'all feeling about V Live? Don't go too hard because I gotta work there.
Okay, so listen up. I know it was the past Crazy Horse. A lot of niggas said they wouldn't go back because it was Crazy Horse, but I gotta give it up to Freddie, bro.
Freddie, for sure.
The whole rebranding process, the whole construction, they really got in there and
was it upstairs
that
bitch?
I don't know if it's enough. Okay. I haven't been personally, but I know they from the videos I've seen, from the pictures I've seen, it looks like they really tore that bitch up and really gave it a whole new look. They really invested into it for, you know, I mean, they got like three major artists coming through. Black mean, everybody from yesterday. T.I. to Black Youngster to Floyd to A Boogie with the hoodie. I can't really say nothing too bad about it.
Hey, this nigga still booked at that bitch for the next 2 months. This nigga can't say shit about it. You know me, I don't be in clubs no way. I don't really fuck with that club shit, bro. The V-Live shit, that shit look hype as hell. You know, y'all need me coming that bitch, talk some shit out with her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about bands to shake hands on or whatever. You know, but it's just another Detroit club. Like, is Erotic City gone now? Like,
that's the only thing I care about. I'm starting back up. Erotic back open back up December 2nd.
That shit supposed to come
under
back
new management. Cause
under new management, I just
shout out to DBF Black Rob
every Thursday there.
Shout out to DVF Black Rob on that.
Hey, so look, if B's at Erotic City ain't Thursday, that might be where I'll be. You feel me? I'm fucking with my dog.
Erotic, we in that bitch every Thursday starting top of January.
But it's gonna be a little who off without you for that? Without bring that shit back.
Tell him to call me. Tell him to call me
at that bitch or Erotic City Chris at that bitch.
It's gonna be different
Miles,
for sure.
DJ Miles, Erotic City made you, Miles. I'm throwing that out there, nigga. Erotic City made you, Miles.
How you not gonna be at Erotic no more? Shout out to my nigga Miles.
Where he at now?
V Live.
Oh shit, he over there permanently.
That's what it looks like.
He V Live now.
Shout
out to DJ Slick P.
Slick B.
No, real. Like, my girl that I'm messing with heavy right now, her name is Slick P. Like, that's her name. And, like, that nigga named Slick B, no homo. You know what
I'm saying? I fuck with Slick B, dog.
Yeah, he a real
Slick B. Slick too.
Slick B creeped up. He wasn't undercutting. He was just doing his
he
shit.
He wasn't talking shit about
him. He wasn't talking shit, dog. He just working, dog. So I got a salute Slick B one time. That's some real Detroit
shit.
I got a gig
shit. With him, too.
And now
it's not his fault that shit caught on fire.
So you got a beef?
No. I was just with him. I had a gig with him, and he was DJing, and the speaker caught on fire.
Yeah, I heard about that shit.
He
must have
been playing that hot fire.
Said nigga was playing some 21 Savage.
Or some T-Grizzly first day out. And then, you know, make the speaker fuck up.
Party still bang, though.
Joy Roll, bitch.
But the money long is six mile.
Brick mile. Knock your bitch down.
Pick her back up. Knock her back down. Pull her tracks out.
Motherfucking new music. What new, oh yeah, dog. What tapes y'all waiting on from Detroit artists, bro? I ain't gonna lie. I'm waiting on this nigga Ro Kane to drop his first tape, dog. But y'all see that shit about Von Classic selling this nigga beats for $50.
Von Classic hopped on Instagram, bro.
So
is
him and Ro Kane cool?
I don't know.
I don't technically know what's going on right now. But Von definitely hopped on Instagram and was like, Ro Kane versus $50, whole session included.
Was that serious or was that?
I can't really tell.
I'm saying if a nigga buy one, do he still get like, if you want to shoot a video, what's up with that?
I almost called him
Hell
for
no. one. Hell no. I almost called him for one too, just to have one.
Have one of them bitches in the cut.
For the 50 ball. Ratch on a motherfucking hot dog. What is this? Episode what?
Four?
It's four? It was just three.
I don't know. I'm just a special guest. Happy to be here.
My Remy didn't kick in, man. Listen, man, we signing off until next. We y'all
what time
have
we at, BJ?
Huh?
What time we at?
38 minutes.
All right, let me get a couple little shout outs real quick. Shout out to, look, man, you gotta make sure you get niggas they flowers while they can still smell them, man. Shout out to all the real niggas, man. Shout out to my nigga DJ BJ, man.
Salute.
Real nigga, dog. No face shit. My nigga Stu on his shit. Girl respect the nigga grind going crazy. The whole motherfucking city, man. I love y'all. The YouTube shit happened. I thought that shit was gonna throw me off. Thought I was gonna stop doing this shit. But that shit just got back so quick and niggas back on so quick. Like, shit, that just made me realize that was a little smart part to the puzzle. So, fuck with Detroit. Love y'all. Oakland, the Bay, everybody's land. Your bitch don't let your bitch go. DJ BJ Stu, talk y'all shit.
Stu, last minute shout outs, bro.
I wanna give a last minute shout out to y'all. First of all, BJ, you already know what time it is. My nigga Lando. I done been fucking with you since the beginning.
Hey.
Keep up the great work, though. I want to give a shout out to the squad, of course. Vice Team, what up, though? The city, man. I just want to say, we looking so good right now.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what
fuck
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we looking good as fuck, bro. It's been a lot of times where a lot of niggas ain't want to fuck with us. I'm talking about labels. I'm talking about people. You say you from Detroit, bro. That's almost damn near like a turnoff. You know what I'm saying?
I used to go out of town and say, oh, where you from? I'm from Michigan.
I'm like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? But now, right now, bro, like I can literally say, not saying that I've never been proud to say I'm from Detroit, but if there's ever been a time that like I've been more than proud to say I'm from Detroit, it's right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we looking good. Bless up.
Man, all I want to say is shout out my nigga Tuka one time. Couldn't be here for this one. But real niggas do real things, man. Lando one time, man, putting in that city. work, nigga. Not just in the D-Town either. Don't get it fucked up, man. All nationwide, too. Yeah. And once again, whoever got that nigga page took, fuck you, because guess what? We back at it, nigga. Views still going up. Motherfucker users still going up. And we still about to get that check, my nigga. Stu out one time. It's the Stu Show, nigga. Let's get it in one time. Waiting for that next 21 mixtape. That's Club 23. Hey. Now, listen. Remy is kicking in right now. I just got to salute to all the real artists out here. All the fake artists die, eat a piece of shit. And that's work. Damn. It's mixtape. That's how I be feeling, bro. It's mixtape season, man. Y'all niggas want to get glorified and all that, but y'all niggas don't want to work. Y'all niggas want to be all up in the videos, all this and that, but y'all niggas don't want to work. Mm. Y'all let a nigga pop off and get discouraged. Don't get discouraged, nigga. Just put in some work.
Don't get mad. Man. Get motivated.
You got to call. Period. You got to call Lando, nigga. You got to be on the motherfucking Hip Hop Lab page. You got to be on his gram. You got to call Stu for the It's Me Stu Show, nigga.
Period.
And if you ain't stopped through my airwaves or came through one of my mixtapes, it's flat out.
You trying to be Detroit rapper. You ain't signed up for the cypher. What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, I ain't want to hear none of that battle losing, rap shit. You ain't been down here, bro.
You losing. Ranch on the motherfucking hot dog, bitch. We out.